says, "Now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh." And Father Sky says, "Now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh." Say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, Nahastan anila nijone go shavotya, nijone go shavotya. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Way, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Why? Iguaya, dog and arm, Ague Guscana, Agaha, Iguaya, dog and arm, Ague Guscana, Agaha.
Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah from her Silver Wave record CD entitled Covenant. Her song we just featured was titled Help Us Be Peaceful. It is an appropriate song for today's Wolf Mountain Radio program, where we share part two of my conversation with my guest, peace activist Mr. Frank Gubasta. I want to now read the CD liner notes from Joanne Shenandoah's song, and I quote, Help Us Be Peaceful. As we face the 21st century, we must be mindful of the ancestral teachings which have been passed to us across the generations by our chiefs, clan mothers, and faith keepers. They preserve the original instructions regarding how to live in peace with each other and the natural world. All humans have the ability and right to enjoy the Creator's gift of life. We are taught humanity's survival will depend upon our ability to live in harmony with our Earth Mother. Our primary responsibility to those unborn is to ensure they have clean air to breathe, pure water to drink, and a fertile land upon which to stand, unquote. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Today's program, we share a conversation with Mr. Frank Gubasta. Frank is a friend of Yat Gitishi Native Center. He is a person who cares for the well-being of Mother Earth. Frank is very dedicated to peace and social justice. One of the very important aspects of our discussion, as you will hear, is the openness and honesty Frank has with respect to acknowledging the true history of relations between indigenous peoples and European Americans. It is this understanding and willingness to have an open dialogue that makes friendship possible. Yet, Kitishinete Center believes that all peoples of the world, all cultures, need to have equal respect for each other. Appreciation of cultural diversity and an end to racism is one of the most important needs in the world. If there is to be true peace in the world, there must be genuine respect for each other's worldviews, so long as each of our cultural lifeways do not hurt Mother Earth or each other. Yet, Kitishi Native Center's work is dedicated to instilling a reverence for Mother Earth in all life. Often I term this philosophy Earth Ethics. It is based on the principle of the seventh generation, a belief by the world's indigenous peoples to always consider how one's actions will impact seven generations into the future. When one follows this native law, there is a spiritual connection with life and the great mystery. There is a harmony and a sense of caring for Mother Earth and all the relations. Kenan Wontakwasin, the animals and plants, fish and marine life, insect and winged ones, the plant and tree nations, the land upon which we live. This concept is often referred to by native people as walking the red road. This cultural lifeway, spirit connection to Mother Earth, is what the world's indigenous peoples have been trying to teach to those white Europeans who first came to our tribal homelands. Even after more than 512 years of genocide and colonialization, we indigenous people still try to share this cultural, spiritual, earth ethic with the white man. We do so because we know that the white man's so-called society is killing our Mother Earth. It is a cancer that is poisoning all life. War, greed, violence, religious intolerance, racism, sexism, human rights abuses, social and economic injustice, and the rape and destruction of the environment are all manifestations of this psychotic behavior. It is time we humans live together in a way that honors the earth and each other. I'm very proud and pleased to welcome today's guest, Mr. Frank Gubasta. And before I ask you, Frank, to introduce yourself and share your comments, let me begin with this song entitled Stand Up, This Land Is Your Land, from a CD gifted to me by the singer-songwriter Trina Willard. Aho, Kenan Wontakwasin, to all of our relations.
In a democracy, we have responsibility. When we disagree, we must stand up. When our government on waging war is bent, we must voice our dissent. We must stand up.
And I will stand up for freedom.
When the rights of one are infringed
California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, free as land is land, and the sky is your island. From the Redwood Forest, your Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Greetings, my name is Frank Abasta. I live in the what is now called Southwest Florida area. Recently I've been awakened to some of the injustices that are going on in the world that I've never realized even existed, because the media and like history books and things like that don't talk about these things. So I'm very active in social justice issues, anti-war issues. One of my particular concerns has come to the forefront of my activism is indigenous rights, especially here in what is now called North America. And I met Oness at a Earth Charter Summit, and we've become pretty much fast friends in the last year or so. And I'm really honored to be interviewed by him today, and thank you very much for having me here today, Oness.
Frank, my question to you focuses on what, in English, is called the environment and the critical state of our planet's biosphere. This subject is one of the primary concerns of Yad Kiddushi Native Center. It is the basis of our Wolf Mountain Radio program, Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, in which nearly every broadcast we speak out in defense of Mother Earth. We indigenous peoples consider Mother Earth and all life as sacred. Indigenous peoples' traditional cultural life ways are based on having reverence for life and protecting our natural world relatives. As we say in my language, Kenan Wantakwasin, the animals, plants, trees, fish and marine life, bird and insects, the land and the oceans of our planet. The desecration and destruction of the environment is unthinkable and unimaginable to Native peoples. It goes against the principle of the seventh generation, our Native law that tribal people follow, which teaches the importance of caring for seven generations into the future. Yad Kiddushi Native Center and our Wolf Mountain Radio program exist to promote Earth ethics and to hopefully inspire everyone to be concerned for the future well-being of our planet. As a professional ecologist, I have dedicated myself to nature conservation. I have been privileged to work in various parts of the world in projects to protect natural resources, especially endangered forests and wildlife. As you know, I've been an environmental educator for many years. I work as a curriculum advisor and lecturer at Florida Gulf Coast University, promoting environment and sustainability education. Last but not least, Yad Kiddushi Native Center networks with a number of environmental and community organizations that share our concerns for protecting Mother Earth and the sovereignty and self-determination of indigenous peoples throughout the world. I've been honored to participate in many intertribal, international, and national conferences. I've had the honor to speak to audiences in many places throughout the world in defense of Mother Earth. Colonialism in its contemporary version, globalization, isn't just a crime against humanity, it is a crime against nature, the environment, our sacred Mother Earth. The state of our planet is worsening every day. serious issues such as air and water pollution, deforestation, desertification, endangered species and loss of biodiversity, toxic and hazardous waste, nuclear waste, agricultural chemicals such as pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, and fertilizers contaminating soils and underground aquifers, damage to coastal zones such as estuaries and coral reefs, and the rape of the earth from energy development, from mining as example, and the dying of our oceans are serious global environmental problems that impact all life on Mother Earth. Sir, what are your thoughts on this subject?
Well, to me it's very simple why we have so much pollution. There are various industries that it would cost enormous amounts of money for them to clean up their mess. And because of the free enterprise or free market or capitalist system, these businesses have to compete with other businesses, so you know, it affects their bottom line. They can't compete with them, so they just kind of ignore this. Now, there's several groups, and like the EPA, that are trying to curb all this pollution, but because of the bottom line, it's just not being taken care of. And most people in this society don't even realize just how polluted our world is becoming, because this information is kept out of the media because it, you know, it kind of says, wait a minute, we got to do something about this. I mean, a lot of people probably don't realize that 44% of America's rivers and lakes are now unswimmable and unfishable. I mean, all of the fish in what is called the United States are now contaminated with mercury, and mostly that's a result of burning coal. Now, it's not just these corporations or industries that do the polluting. We as individuals don't seem to understand that, you know, just buying a can of spray paint and spray painting something where, you know, possibly 90% of that goes into the air. It doesn't go on the thing that we're trying to paint. Or a friend of mine, he cleans boats. He's got all kinds of harmful chemicals that are you know, used to keep the boat clean, but they get dumped into canals and rivers and stuff like that. So it's really, a lot of it is up to us individually. A lot of people don't realize that. I heard a statistic, 70% of the water pollution in some areas is a result of runoff from driveways, parking lots, and roads because cars leak so much toxic substances. And these are the kind of things that we have to look at as individuals to make a difference. You know, we don't need to leave all the lights on in the house because almost every form of electricity pollutes. So we need to start thinking about our own energy conservation. The big energy companies, they don't want to talk about conservation because it cuts into their sales. But we have to think for ourselves. You know, we need to start driving smaller vehicles instead of buying into the let's get a great big SUV because it's fashionable. I mean, it's not, we've got to think for ourselves. We can't let, like, the marketing stuff on television tell us that it's okay to do this because it's for their sales, for their profits, but yet it's harming our planet, and that's just a horrible thing. What we do to our planet, to our Mother Earth, we do to ourselves.
Fly to when every season's rolled into one. Hey kangaroo, where do you run to? Why, listen for the sound of the man with a gun, the hunter's gun. Mother Nature keeps on crying tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is
Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die? Long, long ago, in the dream time, our Mother Earth, she was beautiful and new. Then changes came to the landscape. Now there's cities farmed and factories on you. There's a mess on you. Mother Nature keeps on crying. Tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die? You find a better way to live, to a better day. Mother Nature keeps on crying, tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Mother Nature keeps on crying, tears of rain from the sky. It makes you wonder about tomorrow. Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die? Is Mother Earth getting ready to die? Is Mother Earth going to die?